close games, clock resets, and small-town gems. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. If you want a little excitement, check out the boys basketball team at East Kentwood High School, which has shown a penchant for keeping things close. Four of the Falcons' last five games have been decided by three or fewer points, including overtime wins last week against Caledonia and Holland West Ottawa.
I don't know if it's our opponents so much as it is us. Doesn't matter what team we play, we seem to want to give people their money's worth when they come to the game so that they stay all the way to the end.
EK coach Jeff Anima, courtesy of MHSAA Network affiliate WTKG in Grand Rapids. The Falcons are 6-3 overall, 2-0 in the always tough OK Conference Red Division, with big conference games this week against 2-1 Hudsonville and 3-0 Rockford. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to Ann Arbor Pioneers' Matthew Siegel, who won two individual events and swam legs of two winning relays as the Pioneers top Saline in a boys swimming duel between two of the state's top teams. And the boys basketball team at Hart put up a big fourth quarter to come from behind and top Pentwater last week 52-36. You can watch both of these events for free right now on MHSAA TV. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Brent Rice.
Let's test your knowledge of high school basketball rules. With this, you make the call. The blue team is in control of the ball in the backcourt, and the red team is applying a full court press. 8 seconds into the possession, the blue team calls a timeout. You make the call. When play resumes, how much time does the blue team have to get the ball into the front court? Whenever play stops in the backcourt in high school basketball, for a timeout, a ball knocked out of bounds, a held ball, a foul or defensive violation, and a new throw-in is awarded, the 10-second clock is reset. This is different in several ways from the college rule. The blue team resumes play with a fresh 10-second count to advance the ball into the front court.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. This week, we dig into the MHSAA Perspective Archives for a commentary that captures the flavor of our games, a night in a small-town gym. They say that $5 doesn't get you a whole lot these days, but it made for a pretty enjoyable evening recently on a trip to a small town in southern Michigan. This was a night that two neighboring schools were going to have at it, and it had all the makings of a great evening. First of all, pulling into a town I'd never been to before, I appreciated the large red and white signs down the main street pointing to all of the school facilities, but even without those, I probably could have found the place easy enough. The wonderful smell of popcorn called you through the doors as you hit the entrance to the building, where a lady wearing a school sweatshirt stating it was the home of the gymnasium, named for the longtime athletic director, was selling tickets. There was a similar sign on the wall beneath the scoreboard in the gym, and I asked the AD how he felt about it. Well, he was humbled for a moment, but he said, "You know, most of the time they do that kind of stuff after you're dead and gone." Well, we started our evening with a good laugh, and then he quickly pulled out a bag of popcorn and said it was the best popcorn in the conference. Based on my travels, I'd say he was right. Might even make my top 10 list. It was plenty loud in the gym, especially when I noticed for the first time at a high school game, a gong about 5 feet in diameter being used as the pep band was introducing the home team. And speaking of introductions, that was the only time the public address announcer used the microphone all night long. In a small town, you really don't need it. Everyone already knows your name. There was a pregame ceremony to honor the home school's baseball team. About every player on the varsity basketball team and a number of kids on the JV team came out to center court. In fact, I think I only saw one kid in street clothes in the group. I'll assume that most of these kids go straight from one school sports uniform in the fall to another in the winter, and a third in the spring, maybe even a fourth. So the night goes on and the neighborhood rivalry plays itself out. It was a loud, hot night in the old small school gym. Kind of night I remember well growing up. A night where everything that's good about high school sports was on display. Like the old John Cougar Mellencamp song says, "I don't have anything against a big town, but I can't forget where I come from. I still have a ball watching a game in a small town gym." You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.